outside? Did you go through all their music? I have 7:05. You'll want to turn my mic on mute. As we light the candles tonight, let us prepare our hearts for worship. Please quiet your minds and your hearts as we have our prelude. We're so glad that you joined us at Sandusky First United Methodist Church as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ on this Christmas Eve. We welcome all of you and hope that you hear that God is with you tonight, Emmanuel, and that our hearts will be burning for the love that he has given us as his Father gave us his Son, the greatest gift we could ever have. So now let's sing, Angels We Have Heard on High. Vicki Frisbee as our worship leaders. They will be reading the Advent Litany and writing and reading the Advent Litany and lighting the candles. And I am just so thankful that I am here to be able to celebrate this worship with you. I am Reverend Sue Platt.
Advent hope moves us.
Advent love leads us.
Advent joy stirs us.
Advent peace stills us, that we might affirm our King Jesus.
It is time we set flame to this Advent affirmation by lighting the Christ candle.
We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem of Judea. He was the long-awaited Messiah, whose coming was prophesied. The same Jesus lives today in our hearts. He deserves our highest loyalty and total commitment. In Jesus Christ, our hope is fulfilled, our love is consummated, our joy is complete, and our peace is sealed.
Rejoice, a Savior is born.
A Savior is born indeed. Joy to the world.
Light the Christmas candles now. Sing of donkey, sheep, and cow. Birthday candles for the King. Let the alleluias ring. little candle burning bright. Fill our hearts with Christmas light.
Please join me in the call to worship. We gather tonight to celebrate with great joy the good news.
Yes, for to us was born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Glory to God in the highest.
And on earth, peace, goodwill to all. Let us pray. Eternal God, by the birth of Jesus Christ, you gave yourself to the world. Grant that, being born in our hearts, he may save us from our sins and restore within us the image and likeness of our Creator, to whom be everlasting praise and glory, world without end. Amen.
Tonight's Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. The people in walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and holding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Now let us sing A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Life. How still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God our King, and peace to men on earth.
Children, I hope you're listening tonight as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's almost here. Christmas is coming. It's almost here. I just love Christmas, don't you? So what do you think you like best about Christmas? Is it the Christmas tree and the blinking lights? Or maybe it's the beautiful music or yummy, delicious Christmas cookies. Perhaps it's Christmas dinner with turkey or ham and all the sides, all the trimmings. For some, it might be the parties or visiting with family and friends, something that we really can't do this year. But for many people, the best thing about Christmas is the presents, both the ones we give and the ones we receive. Especially the ones we receive. I know many of you children are waiting for Santa to come so you can receive his gifts. Well, before I left and came here tonight, Santa was over, I think, Spain. He'd already been to France, and he was just going to all the children's homes. Can you think of anything I've left out? Oh, yes. It's someone's birthday, isn't it? Well, whose birthday is it? It's Jesus' birthday. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in all the decorations, the lights, the parties, the presents, that we really miss the real meaning of Christmas. That reminds me of a story I heard about a little boy who wanted to go to the circus. One day he was walking down the street when he saw a poster in a store window. The poster said that a circus was coming to town and that a ticket to the circus cost $1. The boy ran home and asked his father if he would give him $1 to go to the circus on Saturday. His father told him that if he would work hard and get all his chores done, he would give him $1 to go to the circus. Saturday morning came, and the boy got up early and did all his chores. "I have all my chores done," the boy told his dad. Boy's father gave him $1, and the boy headed into town, filled with excitement about seeing wild animals and trapeze artists and all the things that come with a circus. Since he arrived in town so early, he was on the front row when the circus parade started down the main street of town. The boy was thrilled when the animals and the other circus acts paraded by. So at the end of the parade came the clowns, and following the clowns was the ringmaster. And when the ringmaster passed by where he was standing, the boy ran out into the street, took his folded dollar bill from his pocket, and handed it to the ringmaster. "Thanks, mister," said the boy. "That was a great circus." He turned around and walked home. He never knew what he really missed. He thought he had been to the circus, but he'd only been to the parade. See, if we're not careful, we can be like that little boy. We can get so caught up in the celebration and the decorations and the gifts that we miss the real meaning of Christmas, the birthday of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Will you pray with me, boys and girls? Dear Jesus, it is your birthday. We pray that we won't get so caught up in the celebration that we miss the real meaning of Christmas. Amen. Our special music tonight is O Holy Night.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Christ was born. By his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from the Orient land. The King of Kings lay in love with all our tribes, born to be our friend. He knows our means, to our weakness no stranger.
John Berry singing. Let us now go to our Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, on this holy night, a night that is so divine, I pray that we will all fall on our knees to hear the angels sing, to hear the good news that Jesus Christ is born, to worship and praise your name, Lord. We've come into this world a tiny babe, but born Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the light of the world. Lord, in the season that may feel so dark, may we seek your face and see the light shining. Shining in our world, but shining in our hearts, that we may shine for others. That as you bless us, we bless others. The Lord, on this night divine, may we remember the real meaning of Christmas, that you have come into this world to save us, sinners, to forgive our sins, to give us hope, to give us eternal life. Almighty God, Heavenly Prince of Peace, we thank you. We thank you for this night and for your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. What child is this? Let us sing.
Sleep.
We give thanks for all the gifts and tithes that have come into the church. We remind you that to try to get all your offering in by next Sunday for the year end, if you want it counted on your statements. So God, we give you thanks for giving us your gift. And now we give our gifts back to you and ask that you bless them, that we may share that good news with others. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us sing our doxology. Tonight's reading is one of the Christmas stories found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, 1 to 20. Hear these words. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. That what I say, we know comes from you. That you, Lord, are honored this night. Amen. Mary and Joseph, They were forced to go to Bethlehem for that Roman census. This census was taken to aid the military or for just a tax collection. But Joseph and Mary lived in Nazareth, which is 100 miles north of Bethlehem. They were called to go as Joseph was from the lineage of David, who was from Bethlehem. So as Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, they sought a place to rest their heads, as well as give birth to Jesus. But there was no room in the inn. Now, this could probably be due to so many people coming in for the census. Or maybe Joseph did not have the means to pay for a guest room. However, someone had some grace, so they were given a place in the stable. Being sent to a stable, I wonder what Mary must have been thinking. Did she ask, "Why is this happening, God? Is there not a place that is cleaner to give birth to this child? I wish my parents were here with me. I really wanted to be home to have this baby." And maybe she thought this was fitting for the Son of God being born with humility. Whatever Mary thought, we know that after traveling all that way, she had to be tired. So here they are in Bethlehem. And now the baby Jesus was ready to come into the world. See, in the time when Jesus was born, the world was chaotic too. There was the poor, diseased, power struggles, and it was ruled on the Greco-Roman world, which was politically a volatile world. The world seemed dark. There was gloom and anguish and contempt. Darkness was everywhere. Wealth and power loomed over the majority of the people. But Jesus was born in that stable in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. This had been prophesied in Micah 5:2, which says, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." Now, there were other Old Testament prophecies that said the Messiah would be born in David's royal line. Bethlehem. Saw on the news tonight that Bethlehem sure is much different than it's been in all the years. The streets seem empty. People are at home and not crowded to go to the place where Jesus was born. When I was in Israel, we got to go to that place where the manger was supposedly there. They built a church over it, and we stood in line for probably 2 to 3 hours waiting to see or touch that special spot. And by the time we got there, they were hurrying us through because they had so many people to see. But I touched that spot where they say the baby was born and laid in a manger. Now, Bethlehem means house of bread. And we know that Jesus is called the bread of life. We read in scriptures that he's also called the light of the world. And he arrived in a world that was filled with pain and suffering, darkness. Yet he is the light that overcomes the darkness. In this dark time, Jesus was born Prince of Peace. Isn't that ironic? The light of the world and the Prince of Peace. have been delivered in a time of darkness and violence. What do you think that tells us for today? Today we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. We too seem to be in darkness. It feels like COVID has taken over. There's still hunger and the poor, riots and racism, violence and shootings, disease, illness, death, politics, and just plain darkness. However, God loves us so much that he brought his son, Jesus Christ, into the world. God gave us the greatest gift in the world when he gave us his son, Jesus. Jesus was born in a stable where Mary wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger, which really was a feeding trough. When I was in Israel, our guide showed us what the feeding troughs would look like, and they do not look like anything that our mangers look like in our nativity scene. But Mary, being the mother of Jesus, took great care of him, wrapping him up and laying him down in the trough. Jesus was not born in power or a castle, privileged, or even in a beautiful, comforted hotel or guest room. But he was loved and well taken care of by his family. As our Christmas story goes on, we turn to the shepherds who were keeping watch over their flocks. And while tending the flock, an angel appears. Like Mary and Joseph, the shepherds were afraid as well. In Luke 2:9, the angel says to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was great company of heavenly hosts that appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." Joy, glory, angels, good news of Jesus' birth, and praises all shared with the shepherds, who in that day were considered the lowliest of all people. The angels didn't go to the castles, to kings or queens, or to the powerful. No, the angels went to ordinary people, to the shepherds who were doing their job, working the night shift, minding their own business. And then the angels leave. But the shepherd's job is not done. They desired to go and see the birth of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So they went immediately, and when they saw baby Jesus, they knew they needed to share this good news. The angels were the first evangelists, and the shepherds were the second. Is that not what we are supposed to do as well? In the season of Christmas, we too are to go and share the good news that Jesus Christ is born. Jesus is our Savior, the Prince of Peace, the light of the world, the greatest gift we've ever received. You know what? Our job is not done either. Jesus grew, he learned, he taught, and he showed us how we are to live. I do not believe Jesus desires the darkness that's in the world, but the light. For us to be like him, to have the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians 5:22-23, which says, "The fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." In fact, Jesus was born that we may have life and have life abundantly. Therefore, God gave us his son, Jesus Christ, once more, but this time to die for us. We celebrate this at Easter, but see, Easter and Christmas go together. Jesus understands our darkness. He walked this earth. He was human. He has feelings, and he was tired. He grieved death, and he desired peace. But he always turned to his Father in prayer for guidance and answers. God was always with him, as he is with us today, with the power of the Holy Spirit. But to have that power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ had to die on the cross, and that he did. He died, was buried, but he did not stay in the grave. He arose. He died for our sins, for hope, for the opportunity for us to have peace, to have life eternal, a life with him with no more darkness but light. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, today and forever. So as we walk in this fallen, dark world, may we remember that Jesus Christ was born a human who knows us, loves us, and wants us to know him, to believe in him, to follow him, to accept him. Accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Are we singing or even saying, "Glory to God in the highest"? Are we just remembering the familiar story of the birth of Jesus Christ? Do we think more about the gifts under the tree and making cookies and preparing the food and whatever else we do? Or do we, like the shepherds, want to know more about Jesus Christ? Do we seek him with our whole heart? Are we afraid, or do we trust and believe that Jesus truly is the Prince of Peace, the light of the world, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us? Will we, you and I, go and share the good news that Jesus Christ is born? Luke 2:19 reads, "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." May we ponder all that happened on that glorious night, that holy night, that night divine, when Jesus Christ came into the world. And may we continue to share this good news with the rest of the world. Jesus came to save us, and he is here with us today, even in our darkest moments, so that we may have light, hope, peace, joy, and love. Merry Christmas. And now we're going to sing Silent Night. We invite those that are at home, in the parking lot, or even here inside the building, to turn on your flashlights, your phones, as we bring the light of the world into our presence. Silent Night. silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. As you go forth from here, I pray that you have that peace. You see his light, that you are the light. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas. Amen.